Glad you're with us. I guarantee you, as we do each and every week, we're going to provide you information that you can use at your house right now. And let's head to West Virginia and talk to Sandy. Sandy's on the line. Sandy, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure. Hopefully we can help you out. Tell us what's going on there at your house.
We recently purchased a house, and it has an exterior basement entrance and cement stairs that go down to this kind of a landing with a drain in it. However, sometimes it rains so hard that the rain just comes rushing in under the door, and we've had a couple of big get the shop back out messes to clean it all up. Any solutions to that?
Well, you almost have to, when I think of a door like that and the challenges that that door has in keeping the rain out, it reminds me of how you need to approach that like they do on a battleship. You know, I was on a battleship one time, and they had those little step-ups that you have to step over. They close the door, and you have these controls to tighten it all up. Well, you don't want to go to that extreme, but you want to make sure that you have a really good threshold. Now, is there a threshold or anything there on the bottom?
No, nothing. We've got some sandbags, but even sometimes it rains so hard, it comes right over those. We had a water line of 8 inches high in the door one day.
Oh,
but
no.
It was a torrential rain. That was a crazy one. But
boy, oh boy. Well, I tell you, I'm not sure if that drain is not handling that, because I assume by the way you described it, it's somewhat of a kind of a pit area down there, and the only way that water is going to be removed from there is through that drain. Is that basically it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Sandy, I have a quick question for you, just so I understand the situation. So this is a set of stairs going down from outside to a door that goes directly into the basement. But
right.
Is there no bulkhead over that? There's not. This is open to the air, this little concrete staircase going down?
Right. Yes, and we've tried to think, okay, how can we enclose this? But if we do, then we're going to block one of the dining room windows. It's going to look kind of weird with the structure in front of it. So.
Yeah, no. Well, if you're familiar with, they're typically, they're generically called Bilco doors, B-I-L-C-O. That's one of the companies. It actually happens to be here in Connecticut. That's why I know it so well. But they sell them nationally. There are other companies, which are steel doors that are at an angle. You've probably seen them. They kind of open up like you're going into a storm shelter or something.
Yes.
And they're very low. They only come up maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 feet on the outside wall.
Oh. That might be our solution then.
Yeah, and that would just cover the entire staircase. Because you're talking about 8 inches of water. There's no threshold that's going to keep that out. You would need a battleship door, like a submarine or battleship or something like that. So I would look into those. And what you'd have to do is they would build a little wall out of concrete block or poured concrete, just like maybe a foot high, just around, so that this Bilco door, this bulkhead door, can sit on it. And then it gets caulked. And I guess there is flashing, I think, up top. But in any case, it gets pressed right up against the back of the house, and that would seal it completely.
All right, and then this whole stairway is open, the entire, like, 8 steps or so that go down. So it's a long span. We're going to have to somehow enclose that whole thing and put this Bilco door on it. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so check Bilco. Like I said, there are other companies, but it's B-I-L-C-O. That would at least get you started. And they have all, and they could maybe, if necessary, maybe make a, if yours is some odd size, they could customize it. The doors would be the same size. They would just have to build a housing, for lack of a better word, that would come off the house, you know, to bring the doors forward if it's a really long. But the height shouldn't be an issue unless these windows are super low in your dining room.
No, they're just ordinary.
Okay. Well, check that out. I think that would be the best solution.
That sounds like a great idea. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Our pleasure, Sandy. Best of luck to you on that, and have a great weekend. Hopefully that'll solve the problem.
Thank you so much.